Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 3 of Joshua, living the victorious life. Today's title is Be Strong and Courageous. Billy Graham said, God has brought courage to the hearts of those who love Him. The Bible is crowded with assurances of God's help and comfort in every kind of trouble which might cause fears to arise in the human heart. Today, the Christian can come to the Scriptures with full assurance that God is going to deliver the person who puts his trust and confidence in God. Our text today is Joshua 1, verses 6 through 7. It reads, Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. Be strong and courageous was the ongoing command from God to the nation of Israel. This phrase is found 11 times in the Old Testament. 5 of those 11 occurrences are found in the book of Joshua. 4 of the 5 occasions are found in the first chapter of Joshua. In the language of the Old Testament, this phrase is the double imperative. In Hebrew, be strong is chazak. This word means to become strong and be resolute in order to prevail. Be courageous is imatz. Imatz means to be alert, brave, and determined. God commanded his people to be strong and to have courage. Brian Harbour explains this command as follows. One would suspect that the constant repetition of this phrase was because Joshua and the Israelites had every reason to be timid and fearful, and they did. They had a river to cross. They had a city to defeat. They had a land to possess. They had a right to be timid and fearful. We often think courage means the absence of fear. It could be more realistic to say courage and fear are usually intermingled. Courage does not mean the absence of fear. Courage means to act despite the presence of fear. Joshua 1:7 instructed Joshua how he could remain obedient to God's command to be strong and courageous. His strength to obey would come from being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded. In other words, obeying God's word would help them stay strong and courageous. The last part of verse 7 was another command from God. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. God makes himself known through his word. Joshua would know the God of the word personally by his commitment to obeying the word of God faithfully. If he didn't waver in his obedience, he wouldn't fluctuate between victories and defeats. A constant obedience to God's word would lead to a constant victory through his power. God specifically said this law, to be obeyed, was what Moses commanded. Francis Schaeffer gave a profound lesson here. Joshua knew Moses, the writer of the Pentateuch, personally. Joshua knew his strengths and weaknesses as a man. He knew that Moses was a sinner, that Moses made mistakes, and that Moses was just a man. Nonetheless, immediately after Moses' death, Joshua accepted the Pentateuch as more than the writing of Moses. He accepted it as the writing of God. 200 or 300 years were not required for the book to become sacred. As far as Joshua was concerned, the Pentateuch was the canon, and the canon was the Word of God. The biblical view of the growth and acceptance of the canon is as simple as this. When it was given, God's people understood what it was. Right away, it had authority. Helen Carr applied God's command to Joshua to our lives today. Joshua would need great courage to face the enemies of Israel and to lead the people to victory in the Promised Land. God's challenge to Joshua is for him to stand. There is just as great a need for people to stand for the Lord now as there was in the days of Joshua. All around us, Christians are falling by the wayside. What we need is for God's children to be moved in the depths of their souls to stand up, renew their commitments to the Lord, and say, "By God's help, I'll stand and not fall all the days of my life." We need people today who will take the lead in their churches and make their stand for the Lord. It's high time that the church stopped letting herself be a doormat for the world and the devil. It is time that we stood up and made our stand with the people of God and heeded God's call to be brave and strong in these days. Questions. In what ways are you exercising courage and strength in your life as a Christian? How does obeying His word give you the courage and strength to stand for Christ? How do the following scriptures relate to today's scripture? 1 Corinthians 5:58. "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Romans 13:11-14. "Besides this, you know the time, that your hour has come for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far from God. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." Pray with me. Lord, thank you again for your word. I pray that as we study what it means to be courageous in you, that you would live in us so that we can be steadfast in our journey as we seek to follow you all the days of our life. Amen.